I just want to say how much I love the topic of intuition, hearing about it, trusting it, and so on the wings of that, I noticed that finishing coming going back to work on Monday and thinking, what would I do if I wasn't working? And kind of being pleased about going to work because it gives me, I enjoy interacting with my students. And when I go to the question, what's next? Nothing comes up in my intuition. It's like,
Right.
is, nothing.
Exactly. Exactly, because you're trying to solve a problem and your
Yes.
intuition isn't going to help you with that.
Yes. And it's like I should know before I leave, what's going to be next. And it none of that works. None of that whole conversation works because it's not in the moment. I just wanted to say that for
Well,
myself out loud.
you're saying that, but you're trying to teach yourself a lesson. So what
Yeah.
you might really also want to say, which is actually, we think, much more accurate, is that you're in the right place at the right time, in the right way right now. That's what's going on. So the
Yes.
idea that there's something next, that is, because again, what you're talking about here is how you're going to basically move the ball up the hill.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, if you don't want, and we know, this is not good advice, but if you don't want to go to work, don't go to work.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. Now, but you want to pay attention to it. Do you want to go to work because you should go to work, or are you going to work because it's something that you habitually do and you said you would be there, or are you going because you actually want to go? And what you just said, if you'll notice, what you just said is that you go to work because you actually want to be there.
Yeah.
That's why when you think, what else, what is next, you get no answer. Now, if we were going
Okay.
to teach you something, the lesson we would teach you, and we're not going to do this, so we're just going to say this as an example, is if you really do notice that when you are really in love with what you're doing, the other opportunities show up. Now, do you agree with that or do you disagree with that?
I agree. I agree. Or it, I feel like I'm in alignment with it. Yeah, I agree.
Well, you are definitely in alignment. But it isn't, that isn't the reason, it's not mechanical like that. Like you are in alignment and then you get the thing that you wanted and it's like putting a quarter in and getting a gumball. It's like that. What we're really saying to you here is something very, very simple. If you are doing what you want to do, you get more opportunities to do more of what you want to do, period, end of story. You're still treating work, clients, other opportunities as though they are things that are objective realities that exist way outside of you. And
Yes.
we really just don't recommend that.
Yeah, because I love that, what I'll be having is, and that's the way it is.
Well, but it's not even what I will in the future. That's not what happens. That's not what happens. What
I'm
you are having,
enjoying.
yes, indeed, yes.
Yes.
If you are, if you are getting dressed in the morning in preparation to going to work, and you're getting dressed because you want to get dressed, you're in alignment with yourself. See, the thing is that this is something so astonishingly radical that it almost defies the capacity to talk about it. Because in order to talk about it, we have to evaluate. in order just to bring the words to the table, we have to evaluate. And so it has sort of the idea of evaluation built into it. So if we, here's an example of what this looks like. As Frank allows us, because since we're speaking through him, there's an intermediary. Because you have this already. You don't need us. You don't need Frank. No one needs this at all. It's helpful. We understand that. That you created it. That's why you called it forth. And you've done this really magical thing where you have, this is like almost on demand. It's as close to that as you could get. Right? Because you, every single morning, you have this opportunity.
Yes.
So one of the things that we find very interesting is that the idea of sort of looking at how this works when it comes to your work, you see it. You're in the middle of it right now. Where do you think our words come from? Frank wants to remind you that you're blowing directly onto the mouthpiece. And so when the recording, you're going to hear yourself breathing, just as a reminder. So where do you think these words come from? Where do you think this is arising? Is it because Frank is so smart and this is really just him making it up and using a different voice and using a different way of breathing and standing in a different position than he normally stands? Do you think it's that? It could very well be that. In fact, maybe that's all that this is. Or is there something else that's happening? And if there is something else that is happening, where we'll move into that idea of what is happening, where we ourselves are just simply reminding you the same thing every single moment. Every single moment, the exact same thing. And you've created it in such a way that you never have to go more than 24 hours without having an encounter like this. So
quite brilliant.
It's very brilliant. And it isn't to teach you anything, because you're not stupid. You're not uninformed. You're not disconnected. It's just to remind you of who you are. And we are not trying to push the reminder on you. We are simply responding to what it is that you're bringing to the table.
Yes.
Where do you think this comes from? We started off the daily conversation by saying very, very, very profoundly, and it is very profound, that we're not coming from a lofty cloud. We are not coming from a lofty cloud. This isn't being broadcast from some remote aspect, part, piece, place of the universe. All that is happening here, all that is happening is alignment. And it's not anyone else's alignment. It's your alignment. Where do you think this comes from? It's not a rhetorical question. It's an actual question. Where do you think this comes from?
A deep intention that I have.
Not deep, but yes, an intention. Yes, indeed. This morning, when you woke up, you decided to come into this conversation, did you not?
I did.
And why did you decide to do that? Did you do it because you like Frank? Did you do it because you paid cash dollars in order to be here? Did you do it because other people are counting you asking the first question or the second question or one of the first questions at the beginning of the series? Is it just your habit to do that? Is it because it's Saturday morning and you didn't have anything else to do? Or was there another reason?
I love being on the call, and so it felt better to do it. I ended one conversation and knew I wanted to be on the call. It felt better to be on the call. I was looking forward to it.
So you followed your intuition.
I did.
You did. Yes, you did what felt better. That's how you got here.
Yes.
And that's why this is arising. That's what this is here for.
This conversation right now.
Yes, indeed.
Is because,
this.
Yeah.
Oh, say it. Is because what?
Is because it's what felt better in each moment leading up to this moment.
Well, it wasn't really each moment leading up to this moment. It was literally, it is, in fact, this moment. So this, because you really don't know how you got here. You could have been in this conversation. We could have been having this conversation with you for years and years and years and years and years and years, and you have no idea. This could be the only thing that's going on. The people who are listening and the recording, or the people who are listening live, it's quite possible that they've been listening to this conversation for 20 or 30 years, and they just think that there was something that happened before. It's quite possible. It's quite possible that this is a conversation that will never end, that has no shape or form that defines it, that just because there's a voice that's speaking doesn't mean anything. That's just a way of sort of getting your attention, you know, by using salty language or interrupting people or things like that. Just gets your attention. It's just sort of a trick of the magician. Because the essential part here is not in the words, it's not in the speaking, it's in the non-physical connection. Which you know,
mm-hmm.
Which you can feel.
Yes.
Your, and this is not going to sound like we're talking about at all what you asked, but it's exactly what you asked. What is next? If you're willing to walk away from everything, you can have anything. If you're willing to have nothing, you can have everything. If you're willing for things to go terribly, terribly wrong, that gives you the space to have them go not right, because that's just a seesaw, right and wrong, but perfect, exactly right, which isn't right as in not wrong. It's exactly right. It's exactly perfect. It's precisely perfect, right at that moment, right at that time, right at that way for you. Your willingness to do this is what makes it easy to follow your intuition. When you're trying, when you came in here, you said something very specific. When I think about what's next, I got nothing. What you meant was, when I think about what new project to take up instead of this job and what I should be doing differently, I don't get anything. Well, that's your intuition.
Yes.
That's your intuition. When you put your attention in that direction, you get nothing. And it's not because there is nothing. There's two reasons for it. One, you're trying to solve a problem. And two, you're trying to start a new project. And you can do those things if you want to, but sit down and actually start the project and lay it out and then let your intuition show you what to do next. We don't know what that would look like, and we don't know how far you would get. You might not even get down to the point of actually even putting the pen to the paper or fingers to keyboard.
Yeah.
But what's much simpler than doing that, what's much simpler than building a steamship, is to actually decide to have one, and then let the way to get there be obvious. The easier way than baking a cake is to decide to have one, and then let other people either bring them to you or use the cash, dollars, pounds, euro to go down to the bakery and buy one, or just feel the deliciousness of the cake without actually eating it, and let that then lead you to the next thing. It's much easier to create your reality intentionally than it is to make anything happen, including new projects of work and what you're supposed to be doing and who you're supposed to work with and whether you're supposed to quit this job or not. It's much easier to set your intention and then let intuition happen. And we want to remind you of that thing that we've been saying over and over again. You have never been in a position where it is so easy to create cash as it is right now. So all the things that you have tied up with how you're going to make more money are becoming increasingly more frustrating, are they not?
Amen. Yes.
Because your capacity to make money is dwindling while your capacity to create cash is amplifying. And we're not talking about some sort of when we talked about, you know, there's never been a time and a place where it's easier. You can have in 1 second a shitload of cash just literally fall out of the sky that's immediately available to you, that taxing authorities everywhere will smile upon, and there's no issue whatsoever. It's easy, 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 right?
Yeah.
But that has nothing to do with history. That has to do with you. You have greeted yourself into this place at this time in this way to have it be very easy for cash to come to you. You can win the lottery. You can just be given a big lump of cash from someone. But those are just two of the many millions of possible channels that are none of your business. So, you know, if we one of the things that we said, and we're talking to you very specifically, although this is going to apply to other people, when we came into this conversation, we said very specifically about the idea of using intuition, that it's basically you knowing who you are in relationship with all your creations. That's what intuition really is about. But it's not analytical knowing. It's instantaneous knowing, which is wonderful because no time is required. You immediately know, like we said with the seventh sense, you immediately know everything there is to know about everything, everywhere, in all sense, in every single way. But because you have a narrow focus, you don't know it like sitting in your brain knowing it, like right in your skull knowing it, like analytical awareness knowing it. But you know it in a way that is much more profound and much deeper, and it's instantaneously available to you. But it's not enough to have instant awareness of everything extant immediately. That's actually overwhelming. That's why you don't see just bright light everywhere, which is, if your eyes had no filters on them, that's all you would see, is just light. And it would be, there would be no context in it. There would be no anything. Just light. You wouldn't know one thing from another because you wouldn't be able, and you would only hear sound, and you would only be able to touch everything and taste everything and smell everything with no distinguishers. So you have this very narrow focus. Now, we're really still talking directly to you, although this applies to everyone. Using intuition can be about anything, but it isn't about anything. It's about something very specific. We said, every one of you, if you can hear our words, if you can hear this, you are all about freedom. That is what you're about. Now, that's not the escape from tyranny. Freedom is just the magnificent awareness of the riding wave that you're on that is expanding, 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 constantly, constantly, in all directions, everywhere. But it expands in ways that are pleasing to you. That's what the filters are all about. That's why you have a body. That's why you're here. That's why you have a name, to distinguish yourself and to separate yourself out from the oneness of all things for the delight of it and for the freedom of it. If you go back and look at the entire catalog of everything that we've ever brought forth, formatted in the ways that Frank has articulated, you were put the word about cash at the end of every single one of those things, it would be accurate. So this is using intuition about cash. Because the other thing that every one of you has in common is not just freedom, but the love you have for cash, dollars, pounds, euro, rubles, rupees, yen, yuan, pesos, braseros, of every sort, every stripe, every kind, in every way. So the reason why we're saying this is because one of the things that has happened over time through these series of conversations that has nothing really to do with anyone is sort of a way of hiding all of this and saying, but this isn't really about cash. This isn't really about wealth. And we really shouldn't be talking about that. And that's not coming from us. That's all of you kind of collectively having decided this, each in your own ways. And that's just our observation. But we want to remind you, when you bring the question about what's next, you're talking about making money.
Yeah.
And there's no such thing. You cannot make money. That is why this is an impossible problem that you have constantly been trying to solve for years and years and years and gotten nowhere with. But meanwhile, you've been doing this other amazing thing that you absolutely adore every single day that you do it. You sometimes don't like the specific people, but the people come and go.
Yes.
But you get up there in that front of that classroom and you do that thing that you do, and it's pretty amazing. And you're not going to do that thing forever. But tomorrow, when you do it, it's going to be amazing, or Monday or Tuesday or whatever day of the week it is that you do it next. And it won't be because you're prepared as you spend an entire course teaching yourself about. You know, it's because you'll be living the good life, right?
Yes. Yes.
Because when you took over that course, you changed it, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
And you actually lived the good life in the course itself because you didn't follow what was laid out for you to do. Instead, you hoisted your sail and you got out on Galveston Bay and you had an amazing, wonderful time.
Very true. Absolutely.
And even in the midst of all the other things that were going on, is it not the case that you were feeling very, very wealthy in the middle of all of that?
I was.
This is, we're not trying to teach you a principle. We're not trying to tell you this is what you should do. What we're reminding you of is what you already have, which is astounding. Astounding. So shall we leave you with that then?
Yes. Fantastic.
And we thank you. Very, very powerful, very delicious indeed.